For the first time in history, a candidate without an affiliation to either the Democratic or Republican Party could become mayor of Syracuse. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Democratic critics of independent candidate Ben Walsh have repeatedly called him a Republican in sheep's clothing.
When you walk into the Walsh for Mayor headquarters, the first thing you see is a picture of his grandfather, Republican William Walsh, taking the oath of office for Syracuse mayor in 1962. The Walsh name goes way back in Republican politics in Syracuse. Most recently, his father was a popular GOP congressman.
Those that want to suggest that that it means that I'm a Republican or has other connotations, I would encourage people to look at me for who I am and judge me on my own merits.
Walsh decided party politics were not for him when he turned 18 and registered to vote.
It was a decision, frankly, I never thought much about until I decided that I wanted to run for mayor. And then, of course, everyone said, well, now you have to pick. You can only get elected if you're a Republican or a Democrat. And as much as I thought about that, and there's history would suggest that those people were right, I couldn't.
After both parties refused to support him, he was able to get his name on two ballot lines, one independent, the other a hybrid upstate jobs reform party line. And without traditional party baggage, he says he's been able to run the campaign the way he wanted to, with support from individuals from both the Democrat and Republican parties. He also says it means he won't be pigeonholed by party labels.
There are totally disparate issues that can fall under the same party label that doesn't make sense to me. So I prefer to look at it issue by issue.
It hasn't hurt fundraising. With a history in the economic development field, including a stint in Democratic Mayor Stephanie Miner's administration, he's raised the most money of all candidates in the four-way race. He admits his non-party affiliation can confuse voters, and his way of explaining it...
I tell people that I'm not beholden to party bosses. The only people I'm beholden to are the citizens of the city of Syracuse.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.